Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
An Erios production.
Welcome back to The Complete Christmas, a morality tale for tired mothers and wives. With Matt Gourley as Ronaldo the Oven and Frecklin May. James Bladen as Ken the Blender. Paul F. Tompkins as Carl the Can Opener. Mark McConville as Ron the Microwave, and Mort Kleinman, the narrator. Maria Blasucci, Angela Trimber, and Stephanie Allen as the gals. Paul Rust as Melvin Bell, the holiday pervert. And Amanda Lund as Maribel May. In the last episode, Maribel's lust for modern convenience was threatening to cause a tear in the space-time continuum. Will Maribel's actions find her and Carl trapped in a black void of nothingness? Let's find out.
Come on, Rhoda the Robot, you've nothing to fear. You're coming with me as my souvenir. You know how to cook and to fold and to clean. So back to 1965, you I will bring. Whew, that was a close one.
Maribel, no. By interacting with the future, you are causing space and time to stretch. It might rip.
What's happening? We're all being pulled apart.
Oh, no! I'm stretching!
I can't see my face!
I can't see my face!
You don't have a face, Judy. It's just a bowl of soup.
Oh, no.
Maribel, please! Touch my little magnet and let's scram before it's too late!
Fine, let's go.
Here we go!
Welcome back to 1965. Maribel, I hope you saw the future isn't all it's cracked up to be in the history books.
Huh?
Follow along, man.
Well, how was it?
Let's just say you all don't hold a candlestick to the modern appliances of the future. All you boys can do is talk.
You survived, so he didn't screw it up.
That was a wild experience.
Give us all the details.
Yeah, she was gonna, like, touch stuff, and I was like, something in me, I was like, no, she can't, because if she does, it ruins everything, and just, like, man, that was crazy.
Carl, you seem different.
I feel different. I mean, I feel like there's no way I'm not going to be forever changed by that experience.
And really?
You don't feel that way?
I mean, honestly, I still want to cancel Christmas.
You saw yourself... Okay. I haven't even seen all the stuff that you've seen, and I feel like I'm losing my mind.
Really? It didn't really hit me.
You have got to be kidding me.
I don't know what it was. It could have been maybe the company, because you and I don't really connect.
Seriously?
I don't know. I just feel like if I had seen those things, but I had been with Rod or Ron or Ken, it would have really
okay,
resonated
more. But you were
more.
With that. Okay, so... Okay. All right. No, it's fine. It's fine.
And I don't know why you were making such a meal out of me ripping the space-time continuum, Carl. 1965 hasn't changed at all.
I don't know, Maribel. I have a feeling something has changed.
Ken, you've grown a ponytail.
Yes, I know. I'm living it, man.
It looks good.
How
I'm afraid
is
it's
going to
get tangled somewhere. I don't know, future guy. You tell us.
Well, I mean...
So my blender has a ponytail. Big whoop. It's not like my toaster came back with cankles.
I see that you still have not learned your lesson, Maribel.
Okay, I get it. The year 2000 is wonderful, but what does that have to do with me canceling Christmas here and now? I'm just not picking up what you're putting down.
I am sorry to hear that. There is one last road for you to walk. You visited Christmas past with Kenny Blender. You've seen Christmas present with Ron the Microwave. You've experienced Christmas alternate future with Carl the Can Opener. Now I, Reynaldo the Oven, have something to show you. Now, crawl into me, Maribel.
I've heard of housewives putting their heads in ovens, but I never realized it was invitation only.
Trust me, Maribel.
Well, all right. Oh, looks like you're due for a deep cleaning. Why, a portal's opening up. I guess I'll just crawl on through. Whoa!
Here we are.
Why, we're just back at my house. You gave me the old runaround. This is the same living room. Although, what's that tacky red hand chair doing in here? And my ditzy florals have all been replaced with animal prints? What happened to my tastefully decorated home?
This isn't your home anymore, Maribel. It's Christmas Eve, 1 year in the future. This is what life will be if you decide to cancel Christmas.
Frank! Hello! Why, there's a tart in my kitchen, and not the kind with a flaky crust.
That's Freck's new wife. You remember Juanita, his secretary?
That cad. Let me at him. I'll rip his face off.
Now, Maribel, don't make me turn you into a standing lamp.
You can do that?
Did you want to find out?
All right. I'll watch.
There's my little Juanita. Tell me again, does Juanita mean little Juanita? How can you be little twice?
Hi, Frank, you're so funny. I love hanging out with you.
I don't know that I've ever been happier.
Okay, Frank, I made you a fresh mojito. Here you go.
Now that's refreshing.
It's a little sweet, but it's my personal style.
I love it. I've got a sweet tooth for you, Juanita.
Okay, so what did you think about my outfit? So it's leopard print, and I know that it's Christmas, so it's red and green.
Give me a 360.
Bing, 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 bing.
Whoa!
And I'm ready for Grandma.
Grandma? Is she coming over?
No, mijo, you're thinking of Mima.
Oh, Mima. Let's see, there's Mima, Tia, Abuela, Abuelo.
Coño!
There he is.
Now, don't forget, we also have Tita, Tata, Kiki, Keke, Robertico, Raisa, Nerita, Susita, Wanda, Jojo, La Keke,
Mijita.
My family is all here, and we're having a party.
I'll never understand your strange ways, but I'll never stop loving them.
Ay, Frank, me too. Come here, let me give you a kiss.
there now. Boy, you've got a fire in you.
Ay, pues I'm just being me, okay, Frank?
What a life.
Frank, I have a surprise. Santa came early this year. He left me a little present for you. Here you go. Merry Christmas.
I can open it now?
Of course. I wouldn't give it to you now if you couldn't open it. I'm not a criminal. I'm not a bad person.
Juanita, why, it's an authentic Cuban cigar.
Yes, Tio Miguel, he gets them from his body at the shipping yard.
But am I allowed to have a Cuban cigar? It's against the embargo.
Abajo con Fidel!
But Frank, there's no embargo against me, is there?
Oh, I hope not. Well, anyway, my lips are sealed. You can go to hell, Joseph McCarthy. I'm not talking.
Hi, Frank. You're so smart.
Here, if I'm being honest, Santa brought you a little gift as well.
For me?
Yeah, para two.
Ay, Frank. Oh, my God. A tiara?
And not just any tiara.
of diamonds! Oh my god, I've never seen so many diamonds on top of each other.
These are certified conflict full diamonds.
That is so romantic, Frick.
I love you, Juanita, and I couldn't have imagined a single other path my life could have taken that would have been better in any way.
I loved you too, Frick, and I'm so happy that we have this wonderful, beautiful, sexy life.
Mwah! Those lips.
Juanita, oye! Necesitamos un poquito de ron afuera. Bring out the rum.
Frick, let me just check on the pork for a second. Judy!
Sí, mamá.
¿Cómo el puerco?
Bueno.
Qué rico ese puerco.
Hey, don't eat it all. Save the crispers for your mama, Juanita.
Te llamo, Juanita.
I'll never understand a word you two are saying, but I love it.
¡Coyo! Juanita!
Judy's speaking Spanish? What's happened to my little girl? And if my family's all here roasting a ham, what am I doing on Christmas Eve?
Come, I will show you.
What am I doing out here? On Christmas Eve?
You're out wandering the streets, selling Avon.
For fun?
You're late on your rent.
Maribel May in an apartment? And I look like I've gained a few. I swore on my mother's grave I'd never break 150.
You started eating TV dinners. You haven't had a home-cooked meal in months.
I'm turning on Lawnberry Road. Why, that's Joni's address. But why would I be going to Joni's place? And without a dish? That's not like me. Is there a jello mold up my skirt?
Let's take a closer look.
Maribel?
Well, hi, Joni. I know it's Christmas Eve and all, but I was wondering, could I steal just a moment of your time?
Gals, get a load of this.
Oh, it really isn't necessary.
Oh, no, Maribel.
Oh, you're looking well, Barbara.
I've lost 170 pounds.
Congratulations. And Rita... Why, look at that diamond.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm actually remarried. It's my third and last wedding for certain.
Why, I guess we should invite you in from the rain. It would be the Christian thing to do.
Oh, no, really. It's no need. I can do my song and dance from the doorway.
What are you, a singing telegram?
What are you going to sing for us?
Now, I was wondering, I know it's Christmas Eve, but maybe you still have a gift or two to buy. And, I've dropped it. I'll get it.
That's not much of a song.
Why, I've got my catalog a little wet, but...
A little wet? It's sopping.
But if you don't mind just taking a look at my...
Maribel! Is that an Avon catalog?
Well, why, it is, yes. I've become an Avon gal.
Good for you.
And I have some sure-to-please gifts. They're so perfect for mothers and daughters, and there's even some gifts for,
For men, we know.
For husbands, yes.
Maribel... I could
interest you in a beautiful lip shade in cotillion or Persian wood or...
Maribel, your legs are shaking.
I have all these nice gizmos here of a couple of lipsticks and some blushers, and I have a nice talc powder. Here, just take it. Just take it. Ow!
Snap out of it, Maribel.
I'm down and out, gal.
Oh, what's wrong?
I'm going to be out on the street.
Oh, Maribel.
If there's anything you can spare, it would really help.
I really wish that I could. I don't have much on me.
I understand. I'll be going.
Here, Maribel. I can't have you go back out into the rain without a little something to perk up your spirits here.
What is it?
A handful of coupons. Why, beggars can't be choosers now, can they?
Oh, thank you, Joni.
Lord knows I don't need them. Tad just got a promotion.
In the spirit of giving, here, take my shoes.
Barbara, you have two pairs of shoes on.
Well, I'm with cold.
Oh, thank you, Barbara.
Maybe I'll see you again one day.
Probably not. I'm sorry, Maribel. I've shut you out. I can no longer hear, nor see, nor smell you.
I wish you all the best. Remember... Keep your chin up and your titties out.
Thank you, gals, and Merry Christmas.
Bye,
goodbye,
Maribel.
Bye.
Why, those disloyal little pinheads, have they no empathy? Come on, Maribel, you've got grit. You can do this. Remember, even when we're fired, we don't quit.
Now, come. Let us follow you as you go.
Hey, pretty little lady. Can I give you a ride somewhere?
Thanks, but my father taught me not to talk to strangers.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were a,
A what? A hitchhiker?
No, you know, a good time gal.
A good time gal?
A lady of the night. A professional.
Sir, you are sorely mistaken. I am a divorcee selling Avon on Christmas Eve. Oh, I guess I am a whore.
Well, I've got a Christmas bonus here I'm looking to blow. 250 smackaroos.
250 smackaroos, huh? Why, that's the exact amount I need.
Well, why don't you help a lonely fella out like me?
All right, well, I'll get in, but no funny business.
I hate comedy. Marvin Bell, hello.
Maribel May.
Oh, similar syllables.
Well, it's nice to meet you, Mr. Bell.
Well, it's nice to meet you, Miss May, and, you know, I don't normally do this type of thing.
Sure.
It's true. This is the first time I've even spoken to a woman who wasn't my wife after the hour of 5 p.m.
Mr. Bell, well, you sound like a good husband.
Yeah, you know, the thing is, I normally love my wife. She's the apple of my eye. But it's just around these darn holiday seasons, she goes Christmas bananas.
Christmas bananas? Yum. Well, I know what that's like. The holidays can be really hard on wives.
No, it couldn't be hard on her.
Well, have you ever tried looking at it from her perspective?
What?
Well, think of everything she's got to do, from baking the ham to cleaning the house to hosting her in-laws. I mean, it's enough to drive... It drove me mad.
But I put that ham on the table.
I know, but she's the one who lacquered it and baked
it. She lacquered and baked it. You're right. There is a part of... When I bring that ham home, something does happen to it before we eat it.
If I may offer a little advice, although who'd want to take advice from a prostitute?
Go on.
Have you ever tried just saying thank you?
To hank you. Oh, let me try that. To hank you. Tunk you. Funk you. Thank you.
Very good, Mr. Bell.
Wow.
You know, maybe if my husband and I had been able to communicate, like, in the fashion that we're talking now, it would have saved our marriage.
It's funny, huh? That we can only truly be ourselves when we're a John and a prostitute.
You're really onto something there, Mr. Bell.
Well, thanks a lot. You know what? I'm going to go home to my wife and say, thank you.
There's the stuff, Mr. Bell.
Gosh, okay, well, I'm going to have to drop you off and get you home as soon as possible so I can go home and thank my wife.
And hey, I've got something for you. How about a nice Avon lipstick in terracotta red? Put a little bow on it and this'll make her Christmas. My treat.
Thank you. And gosh, I don't know how I can repay you.
I really need that money for my rent.
Can you give me a hand job?
Sure, Mr. Bell. It's Christmas after all.
Maribel, come. We do not need to see this.
Well, there's just no way I'm really going to... Look at me go.
Merry Christmas, my lord, and a happy new year.
Will our sweet little housewife Maribel May resort to Christmas Eve prostitution?
I think I already am.
Tune in next week to find out. The Complete Christmas is created, written, and edited by Amanda Lund, with original score by the fantastic Dan Gross. Special thanks to Mark McConville, Matt Gourley, and Maria Blasucci. Thank you for listening to The Complete Christmas. Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
Earios. Powered by Acast.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.